This is HPR episode 1877 entitled, Recording HPR on the Fly on Your Android Phone. It is hosted by Clacky and is about 6 minutes long. The summary is, how quickly can you get an HPR recording done? 10 minutes including app install. Sort of.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Record HPR on the fly on your Android phone. And I'm recording this HPR episode on the fly on my Android phone. I didn't do any notes. I just looked over the applications available in F-Droid that responded to my search for record. And I took the ones that seemed to have anything to do with audio and I checked them all over. Listen, I'm recording this in URecord because that's the absolute easiest way to do this. So while I'm recording this now, I'll take a look on my app page where I put these things. First, I tried Dictaphone. I'm on Android 5, and Dictaphone says no recordings. Press record in the menu to record. Well, I don't have a menu because I'm on Android 5. I tried it on my Gingerbread phone, and there it worked nicely. But I couldn't find any settings for audio quality or anything like that. So it's not immediately obvious that it's recording at the recommended 44.1 kHz. The next app I tried was Rehearsal Assistant. That's a pretty interesting one, if you're not on Android 5. If you're on Gingerbread, then Rehearsal Assistant allows you to create different projects, sessions, and you can give them names. And when you start a session, you can record a note and then stop, and then you can record the note again, and you have the timing information and everything. And the idea is you're the director or you're an actor, and you go to your theater session, and you can make these notes on how the performance is going and correlate that with the timing of the play or whatever. So that's pretty interesting. You get a hierarchy. You can name each note that you record, and you can also name the session. But it's a bit overkill. It took a while to understand exactly how they wanted things. And the idea here is to record on the fly. So we want to just install the app, record, go. Next up is Sound Recorder. That one works only on Android 5, and it does only MP4 output. I don't know if that's a problem, but I wanted Wave output because none of these apps had FLAC output. So FLAC or Wave, because it's going to be converted to MP3 and to ARC, and if you have any kind of initial compression, you never know what kind of artifacts upon artifacts you will get, even if voice is not that high fidelity a sound to be recording. You still don't want to get any glitches or whatever could happen when you jump between formats. So Sound Recorder, it looks really slick. It has this material UI style, and you can rename files within the application. That's really good. None of the others Rehearsal Assistant can do that, but none of the others could do that on Android 5. And then URecord. That's what I'm using because part of this test was also, okay, I've recorded a thing, now where is my file? And URecord just dumps it in the root of your SD card or on your emulated
SD card.
So it's really easy to find, and the others, I still haven't found out where everything is yet. I'm just doing this on my phone. If I were on the computer, I'm sure I could click around in the directories and find things, but on the phone it's really important that you can just find it, because you want to record on the fly. You just want to install this thing, record, find a file, upload it, or copy it to your computer to convert it to FLAC maybe, or and edit the name, I don't know. But if you just want to touch and go, that's your record. Here's another sound recorder. The one that is Android 5 only is a red icon with a microphone on it. The other one is a blue cassette tape. And hey, I lied to you before. Actually, that one allows you to set name for the audio file. But it has this really distracting user interface. And I don't know what quality is recording. It's a cassette tape. And it starts rolling when you record, and then when you stop, it rolls all the way back. And if that's not distracting enough, actually it rolls the wrong way. If you've ever had a physical tape recorder, maybe that will disturb you as well. Then there's Direct Dictaphone, and that's an interesting app, because you click it, it starts recording immediately. I don't know what the audio quality is. And by default, it stops after 45 seconds. And if you're just, once again, looking to record on the fly, just download and run that thing, that's no good. So you're going to have to go into the settings and change things, and nah. So if you've been listening all this way, you already know I recommend U-Record. And that's what I've been using for this short episode of HPR. So my name is Klacke. You can find me on Pump.io, at Microcast, Microca with a C .st /CLACKE, or you can find me on GNU Social on Quitter.se /CLACKE. See you next time I get something done.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.